ओम शांति,
ओम शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन,
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु,
बहुत सारी यादों के साथ,
कैरिंग लॉट्स एंड लॉट्स ऑफ लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस विद मायसेल्फ,
मैं वतन में पहुंची,
एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन,
तो बाबा तो पहले से ही खड़े इंतजार कर रहे थे।
आई सॉ दैट बाबा वॉज ऑलरेडी वेटिंग फॉर मी। बाबा सेड,
आओ बच्ची,
कम चाइल्ड,
क्या समाचार लाई हो,
व्हाट न्यूज हैव यू ब्रॉट।
मैंने कहा बाबा,
आई रिप्लाइड,
आज तो
बाबा
बहुतों ने याद भी दी है,
मेनी मेनी सोल्स हैव सेंट रिमेम्बरेंसेस, Each one said, give my loving remembrances to Baba. And many, many brothers and sisters from Bharat and foreign lands have reached Madhuban. Baba smiled and it seemed as though Baba already knew, already had this news. I said, then Baba said, is that it? And I said, yes, Baba, everyone is remembering you. Baba smiled again, and it was a very meaningful smile, as though there was some secret behind it. I then saw a very beautiful curtain appear, and behind that curtain was these sparkling stars were visible. Baba then said, look at this, child, what is this? So these sparkling stars were looking very beautiful. Baba then said, today Baba has invited all the children to the subtle region today. The children are remembering Baba. The children are especially happy that they've come to celebrate the father's birthday, and so they're dancing in that joy. And so Baba has invited the children to the subtle region. So I saw these stars divided into three portions. Baba then explained, there are some children who are fulfilling Baba's wishes. And secondly, there are those children who are making various kinds of plans to glorify the father. And thirdly, are those children who are becoming equal to the father. And are presenting Baba's actual form in front of the world. So they're making efforts towards that. Baba is looking at each one's thoughts, their spiritual efforts, and their dedication, and Baba is very pleased to see all this. So it was as Baba was placing his hand of blessings on each child, and each child was receiving some blessing or the other. I said, Baba, today everyone's receiving blessings. So Baba said, yes. The father has invited the children to the subtle region. Baba has immersed these children in the subtle region. And so Baba is going to fill the children up with blessings today. So for some children, their blessings were getting collected in their apron. For some, the blessings were falling on their forehead. And for some, the blessings were becoming a crown on their heads. Baba then explained, Baba wants to see all his children become those who have rights, who have become world sovereigns. So the children have to make such efforts. They're able to stabilize themselves in that soul conscious form. they should continue to experience that as the Father wishes. The more you experience that stage of becoming equal to the Father, your original stage, then you'll be able to glorify the Father. Baba then made the children stand in two lines, two queues, and each one was holding Shiv Baba's flag in their hand, and on the top of this flag was a beautiful crystal in the form of a heart. So light was emanating from this heart-shaped crystal and spreading in all directions. Baba then said, the Father has merged the children in His heart. He has seated the children on His heart throne. So the children too say from their heart that this is my Baba. So when you merge the Father in your heart, then you will automatically be detached from all other matters. Whatever you have received, whatever attainments you receive from the Father, you will be able to share that with others. All the children also have this one thought that at Shiv Jayanti, Baba's birthday, we have to hoist Baba's flag all over the world. So that is to happen, definitely, but in order to achieve that, the children have to create such an inner stage for themselves. Whoever looks at you should feel that this child is equal to God. This child is detached, they're unique, they're loving. They're the ones who are going to give us experiences. And as soon as they see you, they should experience that they're receiving blessings. Baba then showed what kind of stage the children are to attain. Everyone was looking like they were equal to the Father, and from the center of their foreheads, light was emerging and spreading in all four directions. That was transforming the atmosphere. It was as though these rays of blessings were spreading all around, and it was very beautiful vibrations. Baba then said, such a time is coming when the children, the Brahmin children, have to create such an inner stage. When you look at one another, you should see Baba in front of you. You should see the other soul as equal to the Father. And outside souls, the souls of the world, should feel that these are angels, these are our dearly beloved deity souls. These are the souls who are going to show the true path in order to meet with God. Baba was sharing a lot of love for the children. Baba was giving blessings to all. I then placed the bhog tray in front of Baba. Baba opened, uncovered the bhog. He took the bhog in his hand and said, Baba is going to himself feed all the children. I then said, no, Baba, the children are saying they're going to feed you first. So Baba said, the children prepare the bhog with such love, and they are lost in that love when they're preparing the bhog, and so that bhavna, those pure feelings, are reaching the Father. And in return, Baba is sharing love with the children. And Baba then fed all the children. I then fed Baba. Baba then, in great joy, made all the children dance. The children have great zeal and enthusiasm and happiness for this festival of Shiv Jayanti, Baba's birthday. So Baba wants to see the Brahmin children also to remain in this happiness, continue to fly, and bring your companions into zeal and enthusiasm as well. Help them move forward too. Let them continue to fly in happiness. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.